Well, we're excited to be here, as I mentioned. And God is good, amen? God is good. And we're excited about what God is doing. We're, in a new season of our ministry. Last time I was here, honestly, I'll let you know, it was a low point in the ministry, in my own life. And November, December was just, it just seemed like I was just pushing to get through things. But we're excited about what we're doing. We're now in our services, we're recording and doing videos, and we have some of those here to purchase on Faith, DVDs and CDs. So we have those there so that people can get enriched by them, get the Word of God. And how many know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? I mean, faith cometh by hearing and hearing, right? And hearing. And hearing. And sometimes you think you hear one message and you got it. But the next time you hear the same message, whoa, there's something new. More revelation comes out. Just think, if we just had the same word we had in the 1920s or something of that, and there was no revelation since. I mean, we could still go back and say that's a good word, but when God comes and gives you revelation, you could read the same scripture over and over and over, and something new will always come up. And that's the awesomeness of God. Amen? Amen. Can I have my other volunteer left? Can I have two big volunteers, two big men? I won't make fun of you. But I want to share where we're going today. Two big men. I'm going to start picking. No. Just big men. Big. All right. We have one. I'm not very big. Come on up. Now, just stand right here. Now I need a smaller person because we need to see this. Somebody small, preferably. All right. Craig can come on this side. I was going to use my son, but this is a pretty good comparison. Just kidding. You know, I'm teasing. But today, I want to share with you a message on faith. You say, oh, we heard faith and faith, you know, but faith cometh by hearing and hearing. And a lot of times we wonder why faith isn't really happening for us. Like, I believe, Pastor. You know, we always hear the people go, I believed, I'm believing, hey, believe, I'm believing. And really, that's all they're doing is believing in something where faith says, when you receive it, you believe, you receive, you have it between you and God, right? So in your spirit, you have it. But we all know that we have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. Amen. We all understand this. So this is my body, this is my soul, my mind, my thoughts, and this is my spirit, which is a little bit bigger than the illustration. My son's about this big, so it'll do good though. But we need to understand a lot of times is that, you know, this guy's been with me for a long, I'm going to use my age, 34 years. This guy's been with me for 34 years, my body. My soul, my mind, my thoughts, he's been with me for 34 years. He's been with me for a lot of time also. But this guy, my spirit, when I got born again for real, I mean, I've been to church all my life, but when I really took it serious and really got born again, I mean, my spirit's really only 13 years old. I'm just pulling that number out. 13 years old. So this guy, all my life, he's been getting fed. I mean, he's hungry all the time. He's getting fed all the time, you know. I'm hungry, you know. You know, I'm hungry all the time. And this guy, he gets fed all the time, too. Let's go watch some TV. You know, I want to watch the sports. Where's the hockey? You know, we'll get done before today's hockey game. Because we can't miss that. Yeah. But this guy gets fed all the time. But this guy, he only comes in and he gets a little piece of sandwich on Sunday morning. You know, he's getting starved and he's saying, let's eat. Read the word. Right? Let's get into the word. But this guy says, you know, I'm hungry. Let's eat. You know, this guy says, yeah, let's turn on the TV. Yeah. And they're getting fed all the time. But this guy gets a little sandwich every Sunday morning. and we expect him to be a powerhouse, to grow. So in these three guys, where is faith found? Faith can't be found in the body. Faith can't be found in the soul. Faith is found in the spirit. So when we learn how to grow our spirit, that he's not 13 years old anymore, when we start to get into the Word of God and step out by faith and stretch ourselves, this guy's going to grow up and grow and grow and grow. And your spirit will surpass your body and your mind. I mean, you get to the place where you say, you know, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to read the Bible, you know. And this guy says, well, you know, I'm kind of tired. Or in the afternoon, he says, you know, I'll read the Bible when I get. Or this guy says, well, let's just read the Bible before we go to bed. And this guy says, yeah, that's a good thing because I'm getting tired. And he's saying, read the Bible, right? Read the Bible. And he says, well, I'm getting really tired now, so I think I'm going to go to bed. And he's saying, yeah, see, this is reason. He's trying to reason things out. But this guy, he's always tired. He's always hungry. It don't matter, you know. That's your body. But he, your spirit, is saying, read the Bible. Read the Bible, because he wants food. He wants to grow. And a lot of times we need to get to the place where we are feeding and feeding and feeding your spirit so he can grow, because he's been with us a shorter time. And these guys are taking over. Now, in the illustration that I heard, it was a little boy, and then all three of them said hallelujah at the same time, and they shouted, and you could hardly hear the little boy because these guys were more overpowering the little boy, the spirit. So the illustration was, feed your spirit so that when he gets bigger, you're going to be able to hear that voice. Thank you. So today we're going to feed your spirit, and how we feed your spirit is by getting into the Word of God and getting in and understanding what God has purposed for us. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I just want to do a quick understanding of what faith is so that we can understand it before we go on. And what faith is, you know, I love faith. I do. I mean, I'm going to share why faith is so important. Hebrews chapter 11, but let's see what faith is first. Excuse me. It says now faith. How many know faith is now? It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's now. It's this very moment when you, Hebrews, Mark chapter 11 verse 23, when you believe, you receive. Between you and God, you receive it now. You have it. This is why the tall tale sign of a believer, a man of faith, is a smile. Why is that? Because between you and God, you already got it. And no matter what somebody else says, no matter what circumstances rise against you, no matter what anybody can yell in your face, between you and God, it's already finished. And you can have a smile in the midst of persecution. You can have a smile in the midst of people calling you down. Because between you and God, it's dealt with. And you can walk now with a skip in your step and a glide in your stride, knowing that everything's going to be all right. Amen? Amen. And we walk it out, we thank him, and we praise him. So now faith is the substance. I like that word substance. That word really, really jumped out at me when I started to read the Word of God in understanding faith. Substance, if you split those two words up, sub meaning underneath, below meaning beneath, sub. You know, you think of a submarine, you know, he's under the water. It's below. But then stance is when you look it up in the dictionary, it's taking a stance against something, standing strong, standing tall. To me, it's like a tree. It's the sub is the roots that are grounded into the ground. I mean, anchoring it so that when the top of the tree, what we see is standing tall, standing strong. When a storm and a strong wind comes, it's not going to just fall over because it's rooted in us. That now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We are rooted in the Word of God. So that nothing, no, I mean, the scripture says that we are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but understand we are standing strong so that what God said he would do, he will do. Amen? Amen. So we're not kind of in two minds. I maybe he will do it. You know, I like Jesse DePlantis. He said, you go to the gospel casino, you know, throw the dice. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. No. If God said he would do it, he will do it. Amen? Amen. And that's our faith in him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So let's skip over to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. How many know if something is unpleasing to God, we don't want to do it? We want to do the opposite, which is pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. But it says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. We see the flyers about revival. Who is revival for? The revival is for the church. You can't revive somebody that's not have ever been born again. The revival is for the church to wake up and get a hold of that first love again. Something that when you first got born again, you didn't want to do anything but read the word. You didn't want to do anything but seek out God. You didn't want to do anything but worship him. That's revival. Getting a hunger, a desire to get into the things of God. And not just keep it for yourself. A lot of times that's what churches do. We just want to keep it and say, it's mine, you know. But the Holy Spirit came. Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, salvation. Jesus came for you so that you can be born again. But the Holy Spirit came to flow through you to help somebody else. That's what it's all about. But this is where faith comes in. You cannot help somebody else if you're drowning yourself. You can't help somebody drowning if you're drowning yourself. Amen? We need to get built up and understand who we are in God so that we then can help somebody else. This is what the gospel is all about. Jesus didn't come just to build his name up and just say, oh, look at me. I mean, the fame went out before him. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to send out flyers. He didn't have to, you know, do all these things for him, but it went out all before him. And he just went to help people, heal the sick, cast out demons. When you understand your authority, you understand that what Jesus did, what Jesus' authority had did, and through Romans chapter 8, we receive that authority. What did Jesus have authority over? Jesus had authority over sickness and disease. He went and healed them. He had authority over Satan and the demonic powers on this earth. He cast out demons. He had authority over the elements. He spoke to the storm, peace be still. He spoke to the tree, and the tree withered up. And sometimes people get mad at us when we poke our head out the window and say, storm, be still. Oh, there's that Murr, Pastor Murr again. He's gone local. Right? He's crazy. But how many of us are speaking to the red light when the green light turns red? You know, stupid light. You're doing the same thing. You're talking to an inanimate object. But Jesus had authority over that. And when we understand we have authority of it, and we step out in faith, and we start to stretch our faith, and we start to believe more on God, things will happen. Because it's not of our faith. How many know I can't heal a flea? Right? But the God kind of faith. He just says, take the God kind of faith. Mark 11, verse 22. Take God kind of faith, and just step out and do it. And God will come through. Amen? Amen. Amen. So when we start to understand that faith is seeking him, relying upon him, some people will say, you just need to be saved, and that is it. That is it. But there is a seeking involved. He is the rewarder of them that diligently, is that once a week, Sunday morning? Diligently. Is that Sunday night? Diligently, it means seeking him out, listening to CDs, getting into the Word of God, watching preaching and getting into church and diligently seeking him out, getting all that you can get from God. Because when you're banking that word in your spirit, now the Holy Spirit has something to call back to remembrance. Amen? Because if we're never hearing, banking anything, if you get to the place where you're never putting money in the bank, how many know you're not going to take anything out? Right? It's just not going to happen. But when you are putting money in, and how many know God's interest rate is great when you're banking the word in, but you're putting money in, you can take it out when needed. That's the same with the Word of God. You are banking it. You may not even know why you're reading about healing, but someday down the road, there is somebody struggling that is crying out for somebody to come visit them with a word of healing, and you just happen to come by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and then something comes up out of your spirit, and you start to speak words in due season to them, and it changes their life, and they get healed. That's the power of the Word. Amen. Somebody needed that because I wasn't going to go there. Amen. That we diligently seek him. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. And then I'm going to get into a story. And then we're going to close. Then we're going to go watch hockey. But that's not till 3 o'clock, so we got a long time. Amen. Amen. When are we usually done? Just so I know. Don't say that. Pastor said anytime. Amen. Ephesians, if I can find Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. How many know God loves you? I heard one gentleman say, that because God loved us, we don't need to love him. There's no need for it. I said, yeah. If you think about it, God loves us, and he first loved us. He doesn't need you. Listen first. He doesn't need you to love him. If all the sinners in the world today didn't love God, God's still not falling off the throne, because he still loves you, no matter what. But here's the thing. God doesn't need. A need is something you have to do. But God wants you to love him. He wants you to desire to love him. There's a difference. I have to pay my bills. I don't want to pay my bills. I have to. But then there's other times where I love to give. I don't have to give, but I love to give. Somebody that's hurting, we sow into a ministry, something like that. It's a desire. Something, you have a desire, a love, because he's not making you do it. He wants you to do it. It's all about relationship. You know, if me and Tracy just came to the place where I made her do something all the time. Tracy, love me. Love me, woman. I'll get it tonight, you know. There's no relationship that way. Love me. There's no relationship. But a relationship where you love each other. There's a give and there's a pull. There's communication. There's talk. There's saying, hey, I love you. You know, we come to the place where we say, God, what is it that you would want me to do for you today? What is it that, I love you so much, I want to do something, share with me. Is there something I can do to you? Because, you know, the Word of God says we minister to God. The Word talks about we can minister to God. But I'm getting off track again. Verse 4, it says, for God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith he loved us. So we know that God loves us. Even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. by grace you are saved. Now, we know that Jesus paid an awesome, huge price. I mean, Easter's coming up very soon, and Jesus paid an awesome price. Never say that salvation is easy, because salvation, there was a huge price to pay by Christ. It was an awesome price that no man could pay, but God himself came to this world in Christ Jesus and paid a price that we could receive all that he had, that we could be restored, redeemed, revived, and get everything that Jesus had come for us. Amen? So grace, this is what Jesus has paid. He paid the whole price. This is what grace is. Forgiveness of sins and so on. There's so much in the word grace, but let's go on. For he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come we might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his likeness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now here's the key scripture I want to share with you today. And it is this: for by grace ye were saved through what? Faith. For by grace you were saved through faith, that it is not of yourselves. How many know that it's not by our faith? Remember in Hebrews chapter 12, there's an italic, the word our in the scripture says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That word our is not in the original. So we can take that out because somebody put that in. So Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith. And when we understand Mark 11, 22, take the God kind of faith. Rely upon him, because that's what faith is, relying, trusting in, being fully persuaded in him, right? So when we do that, we are now walking in his faith, and he will come through on that. So it says, for by grace ye were saved through faith, that it is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What is the gift? What is the gift? A lot of times we say grace. Grace is a gift. But how many know it wouldn't be a gift if it was not obtainable? If somebody came with you with a big old box, with a big old red bow on it, and says, "Here, I got a gift for you," and you say, "Thank you," but they take it away, and he says, "Well, you're never going to get it. It's unattainable." What is the gift? How many know that every man has received the measure of faith? Why is faith so important? This is what we're getting into today. Why is faith so important? The gift is faith, that we can obtain what Christ. Faith, how do I have it written here? I'm going to read a statement. If you're writing notes, write this down. It says, every man received the measure of faith. Faith accesses what grace has provided. Jesus has provided everything we need. But without faith, we can't access it. Why? Without faith, it is impossible to please him, right? Remember the full armor of God? When it talks about the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and then all the other armor except for the shield. He says, all the other armor is the word of God. But he says, above all, above everything else, take the shield of faith. Why? Because without faith, salvation won't work. Without faith, you cannot believe you're the righteousness of God. Without faith, the word will not work. This is why faith is important. With faith, salvation will work. Now, when we understand that, now it says, by grace you were saved through faith. It was through faith that you were saved. Amen? It took faith to believe in a God that you cannot see, that you cannot sometimes feel until there's a outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But it took faith to believe and say, God, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. You took that step of faith, and that accessed all that grace, all that God has provided. That was the key. That was the gift, that every man, even sinners out there, have that in their spirit, the gift of faith, because it takes faith to believe. Amen? Amen. 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 Well, that's the importance of faith, that we understand why we believe, why faith. But how many know that a lot of times people think you're crazy when you're believing for something? I mean, even in the midst of circumstances, you're standing strong. You're standing in the midst of a storm, and people are saying things about you, but you're standing upon the word, and nothing's going to get you off that word because your faith is strong, right? Remember in the Word of God, it talks about strong faith. The centurion came to Jesus, and Jesus, you know, he says, you know, okay, let's go. And the centurion says, you don't need to come to my house, but speak the word only. And Jesus says, oh, I haven't seen so strong faith, you know, great faith. And Abraham was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promises of God, but he was fully persuaded that what God said he would do, he would do, and he was strong in faith. Amen? This is why we build faith up in the illustration of your body, your soul, and your spirit. This is why we need to grow faith. Grow your spirit, man. Get the word of God into him. And we become powerhouses. Amen? Amen? Amen. So that now, in the midst of turmoil, like I said before, you can stand strong and say, my God is good. My God is good. In the midst of people ridiculing you, speaking against you, telling you to shut up, you say, my God is good. My God is good. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew or Mark? Mark. Mark. Mark chapter 10, sorry. Mark chapter 10. Can I... Sorry? Father God, bless us what? Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. How many remember the story of Bartimaeus? How many know the thing that was wrong with Bartimaeus? He was blind. I want to share with you a story of Bartimaeus so we understand. There's so many stories of faith. The woman with the issue of blood, I love that one. And the illustration of faith in both Jairus, number one, and the woman with the issue of blood. I mean, Jairus, let's just share this. When Jairus said, Jesus, come that you may, you know, heal my daughter. And number one, she's coming. Or Jesus is coming, the woman with the issue of blood comes out, and this whole ordeal, this whole story takes place, and Jairus is there saying, excuse me, Jesus, my daughter, come on, just leave the woman, we'll come back for her. No, what did Jairus say in that whole story? I mean, it says, when you read the story of the woman with the issue of blood, it says that as soon as Jesus is speaking, go, that, you know, you are being made whole by your faith. It says in Jairus' in the other ear, his servant come up and says, your daughter has died. Why troublest thou the master any further? What did Jairus say? Now we're going into power of words. How many know life and death are in the power of the tongue? What did Jairus say? He said nothing. That's the key. Sometimes you want to say, oh, Lord God, why? You just need to be quiet. Because Jesus turned to him and said, believe only. Believe only. The key to that, Jairus didn't go back on his faith and say, oh, she's dead. She's dead. Lord, just never mind, Jesus. You're too late. He didn't say a thing. Jesus said, believe only. Built his faith up. Okay, Jesus, I will. So they went back. Jairus' daughter is dead. They got all the people in they got all the people paid to mourn. Right? They were paid to mourn back then. She's dead. There was some sympathy, and then there was people getting paid. I don't know how you cry, but that's my acting. What did Jesus do? He came and he goes, "Oh, she's not dead, she only sleepeth." And the Bible says, and they laughed him to scorn. "What? Can't you see she's dead?" Right? Well, what did Jesus do next? "Get out of here." Kicked them all out. "I can't work with your unbelief in here." After he kicked them all out, "Daughter, arise." And she rose. Bartimaeus, verse 46. And when they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, how many know that wasn't a long stay? When you read the Bible verse in the other Gospels, Jesus didn't stop in Jericho. He stopped before and healed somebody, and he stopped after and healed somebody. And when they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard, how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Luke 19, the same story, I'm just going to read it. You don't have to turn there. Luke 18, verse 35, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way begging, and hearing the multitude pass by." Okay, we need to look at this for a moment. "And when he had heard, faith came by hearing." How many know that Jesus didn't walk behind the crowd? The crowd's in front of him. Give me four people. Quick. Four people. Just illustration. Four people. I'm going to start pointing people out. Four people come. You're just my crowd. That's all. Just the illustration. Four people. I got two. Two brave men. Four people. There's another one. It's just a quick illustration. I'm only just 1 second. Four people. There we go. Here's my crowd. Face that way. Here's the crowd. Now the crowd's walking, right? Jesus isn't back here. Right? Okay? Where was Jesus? Jesus was leading the crowd. Where was Bartimaeus? He's hearing all the crowd, and it says he asked in Luke, it says, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. He says, hey, what's happening? Jesus already went by, right? Jesus has already gone by him. Now the crowd is here. Thank you. You just need to get that picture. Where was Bartimaeus? It says, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what this meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Hey, Jesus, hey, did you know Jesus? Did you hear about Jesus? Somewhere, blind Bartimaeus heard of a man by the name of Jesus, the blind eye opener, the deaf ear opener, the raising of the dead, the casting out devils. Somewhere, blind Bartimaeus heard of Jesus. And he's sitting there by the roadside begging. And he's saying, what is this going on? What is this? Because he can't see, but he can hear. And he's in the midst of the crowd now. So somewhere he heard of Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this man, Bartimaeus, is sitting there by the roadside, begging. And he's sitting there, and he's there going, you know, alms. And he hears this great noise, and people are walking by him. And what's the word to say? And when he heard it, that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out even more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What happened? His faith arose when he heard it was Jesus, the blind eye opener. Now he says, Jesus, thou son of Nazareth, or thou son of David, have mercy on me. What did the crowd do? Shut up, Bartimaeus. Right? Keep your peace. Shut up. Have you ever told somebody just to shut up? You must not have kids. Just kidding. But think about it. Here's this blind man, and the crowd probably knew who Bartimaeus was. He says, shut up. Be quiet. Hold your peace. But then that didn't stop him. Remember? Faith, you just don't give up. You just don't give in. But you stand strong and you say, hey, no, between me and God, it will be finished. And Bartimaeus cried out again even louder, hey, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What's the next scripture say? Jesus has already gone by. I mean, number one, he went to Jericho. There was a scripture of him healing somebody before he went into Jericho. Now he's gone through Jericho. He went through a city, a town, without stopping and healing one person because there was no faith in that town. But now he's walked through, he says, he's gone into Jericho and he's gone out of Jericho. Now he's walking. He's walking because Jesus always had a destination. Jesus already had a destiny in mind. He knew where he was going, a purpose, because he was being led by the Spirit. And those are the sons of God, as those that are led by the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. But now he's walking and he hears this in the midst of a great. See, he didn't stop before. He didn't stop in Jericho. But now faith said, Jesus stood still. What's that mean? He could not take another step closer to Jerusalem where he was going. It says he stood still. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, arise, he calleth thee. Didn't everything change around? 1 minute they're saying, shut up, Bartimaeus. Next thing Jesus says, bring him forward. Oh, Bartimaeus, come up, hurry up, hurry up. Everything changed. Faith changes things. You may be in the, like I said, in the midst of a total storm in your life. And when you stand strong, believing in God, things start to align themselves to the Word of God. And it brings you through. You become an overcomer more than conquerors. And Jesus stood still and commanded and called him and so on. And it says, and be of good cheer, comfort, arise, he calleth thee. And he, look at this, and he, casting away his garment, arose and came to Jesus. I studied what this out. I heard this two ways. Number one, when I studied this out, it says that he took off his robe. Why? Because going through the crowd, he didn't want nothing to hold him back to getting to Jesus. Almost the same aspect is that the other way I've heard it is that in that time, there was a certain cloth or robe they needed to beg to say that this wasn't fake. That the government okayed this man to beg for all. But when Jesus says, come, he says, this cloak of blindness, I don't need anymore. Because where I'm going, I'm getting ready to receive. Amen? Number one, he didn't want nothing to hold him back from getting to Jesus. How many know there's some things we just need to cut out? Some things holding us back from getting to the place where God has us to be. There are some things that may be standing in our way, but we just need to throw them off. Say, all right, I'm coming. Amen? Amen. So it says, he threw it off and went to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do for thee? Couldn't they see he was blind? Couldn't Jesus see he was blind? This is why this makes the second so obvious, that he threw off the blind robe, came to Jesus. Jesus said, what do you want me to do? I need my Uncle Fred healed. He could have said that, right? No, but he says, I want my sight. And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. And what? He followed Jesus the way. Where was Jairus' faith? Thy faith. The God kind of faith that Jairus had, that, hey, I can't do it by myself. I'm sitting here by the roadside. I'm begging. If I had the faith, if I myself in me had the ability to get my sight back, I would have done it already. Unless I wouldn't be here begging for just a little bit of money. No, but my faith is in Jesus, that he can heal me, that he's the one that can make me see again. His faith arose, and when he went out there, Jesus healed him. He says, go, thy faith hath made thee whole, that now I can get to the place I need to go because I have my sight. Thy faith, your faith in Christ Jesus, you relying upon him, staggering not at the promises of God, but totally being persuaded that what God said he will do, he will do. Amen? Amen? Is your faith in him to say, hey, my aching back, that thing that's been bothering me for years, I can receive now in Jesus' name? Because at that name, remember I talked about authority, but at the same time, when you understand the authority of the believer, you have received a name that at every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. How many know cancer is a name? Every sickness and disease has a name. This is the whole thing of this world, is naming things. And at those names, they must bow at the name of Jesus. And how does that come? Through faith, believing in God. That, hey, his name is so high, it says, how far? Highly above every principality, power, and dominion. In Ephesians. Amen? Why is faith so important? So you can get built up and help somebody else. It's not all about me. Amen? It's not all about me, but it's who God in me can help through me. Because there is a hurting and dying world that needs Jesus. And we are his body on this earth, going forth to and from. I mean, even if it's just a, hey, brother, God bless you. Hey, I just want to tell you today I love you. I don't know. I just want to say, hey. We're just calling somebody and say, hey, you know what? You're just on my heart today, and I just want to share with you. I just want to tell you I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you. I mean, that can change somebody's life around. They could be having the worst day of their life, and you come with a God word, a leading of the Holy Spirit to tell them, hey, God loves you. When at that very moment, they think that nobody loves him. But they start to have this overpowering sensation that they are loved. Because you're praying, and prayer works. Amen? Don't ever have anyone tell you that prayer does not work. Prayer works. Prayer works. Understand this. In the last scripture, the very last scripture of Mark, it says, I'll make this statement. God never asked you to do anything big for him. Do you know that? God never, ever asked you to do anything big for him. Last scripture of Mark talks about God working with us. God never asked you to do anything big for him, because if you did it big in your own ability, we'll give you the praise. But it says God asked you to do things with him, because he will get all the glory. Amen? Amen. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Amen. Amen. Have I built your faith? Have I built your faith? Let's turn to that scripture. Mark, the last scripture of Mark. In my Bible, it says Luke at the top of the page, because it flips over to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to start reading as you're turning there. It's actually Mark chapter 16. We all know this. It's the Great Commission. And he said, go and preach into all the world, or go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them. That what? Believe. Have faith. In my name they shall cast out devils. Been there, done that. It's not the greatest, glorious thing. People say, I want to do that. Why? The only reason we do that is to free the person that's being oppressed. Not to get any glory of, look at who I am. It's not a pretty sight. They shall speak with new tongues. Been there, done that. Still ongoing. Amen? It's an awesome thing. You want to see a miracle of God? I didn't go to school to learn that. That's a miracle. Speaking in tongues is a miracle. You don't go anywhere to learn how to kole ma si, write it out, ba le shotoya ma he, kido ya si, repeat after me. He la mo koye shi ya moe. It's a gift, and you practice it. You start to speak it more and more. Let's go on. You just saw a miracle today. There shall be they shall take up serpents, and they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. It says they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they, who's they? Talking about the disciples and the apostles and the ones that were there, but also that's you. And they went forth preaching everywhere, and the Lord, what? Working with them. Because they can't do it on their own ability. And confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word with signs following. Was your faith built up today? Is there anybody that has an illness or something in their body that needs prayer? Come up. Come. We're just going to step out on faith and believe in the word. I can't do it. I'm telling you right now. If I could have did it, this world would have been healed all in one shot. But we are learning, we are receiving, we are going forth in learning, going from faith to faith, from blessing to blessing, understanding the word. And the word says, and they went forth preaching everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word. How many know a lot of times we don't let God confirm the word? Sometimes that's all people want is confirming the word. You know, let's get everything all... No, there are people that are hurting. If you're hurting today, if there's nobody hurting today, great. But if you are, let's get in a power of agreement and see this word work. Faith, the importance of it, you need to step out. So is there anybody? If not, great. But if so, come up. Come up. It's not my faith. It's my faith in Him. But you got to know where this is coming from. Do you rely? Are you fully persuaded? Has this word built you up that, hey, Bartimaeus, then he just threw everything off, says, hey, I don't need this anymore. No. Why? His expectation was, I'm getting my sight. I want you to hear that are here, just close your eyes. Right now, in your spirit, get ready. Get an expectation to receive that which you seek. I'll read the word again. Just start expecting. I'm going to expect that back to loosen up and be made whole. Because Bartimaeus got whole. Because he stepped out. The woman with the issue of blood stepped out. And she was made whole. Jesus is here today by the Spirit to make you whole. By what? And they went forth preaching everywhere and the Lord working with him. How many know Jesus is here today? And confirming the word. Confirming the word with signs. Confirming the word. Confirming the word. Confirming. God wants to confirm. Now you expect. Expect. I'm here to receive today. How do you receive? This is something we, a lot of times, we don't talk about. You just by faith say, thank you. I receive my healing. Whatever that healing may be, whatever that thing may be that I need, I receive it now in Jesus Christ. I receive it. It's been paid for over 2,000 years ago. It's already finished. It's up to us to receive it by faith. It's mine. It's mine. Hey. Maho kota ye soya labo sho ye. He na moko. Ho la boko ye. He na ma ye. Ha de so. Ha to yo so ko ye. Ha so ko ye. Receive now. 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 Now, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you for my healed back. Thank you for my healed knees. Thank you for that thing that the doctor said I'll have to live for the rest of my life. But Father God, I thank you through faith in Jesus Christ that I am whole today. That the next time I go back to my doctor, he will see something different. Shole abaye ro koria basi keria ma so koria hadi ya ma diro so ye hama bo ye shoa ma confirm the word ha ye mo from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Oh, sure, hey, ma, hey, hey, chum, ma, he. You said, Father God, as I am in agreement with this brother's healing, Father, you said where two or three are gathered and touching one thing, I will do it. So, Father God, through that word that we have heard today, this day, that Father God, our faith has arisen, has arise, that now moho e de he sho that I receive, that I receive ma, it is finished, it is done, it is dealt with. I'm walking in wholeness. Wholeness sama. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, sure. Hey, ma. Hey, he's the healer. Ma, show ko ye. Hey, ya, ma, me yo.
Calling out your name. He sing. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. Touch him, you will never be the same.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you, as a step of faith, you came up here as a step of faith. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm not going to ask you to pay for your healing. I want you to do something by faith. Not, listen to me, not looking for the pain. If it's a physical thing, do not look for the pain, but say, hey, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. If it's a sore back, bend it, move it, whatever. If it's something, start to say, don't look for the pain. Jesus dealt with pain. Understand, Jesus dealt with pain. We're not here saying, God, you didn't work. No, we are here saying, hey, sure, yeah, ha, ha. It's, yeah, there it is. Whatever, right now, just start to move something. Whatever it may be, I don't know. If it's a physical thing, do something. I don't know what it may be. Don't look for the pain. Focus on him. Remember Peter. Peter was the only one to step out of the boat, and he walked on water. And when he got to the place where Jesus was, he got comfortable. And he started to look at the storm. And when he started to look at the storm, he started to sink. How do we know he was in Jesus' paroxysm? Because Jesus didn't have to run across the water to grab Peter. No, he reached down and grabbed Peter. Peter felt safe. What should a Peter have done? Kept his focus on him. So right now, we have prayed, we received Jesus confirming his word. that where two or three are together and touching one thing, he said, I will do it. So believe it, focus on him, and say, hey, I believe, I know that Jesus paid a price for me. I know that Jesus paid a price for me. Whatever it is, that I have received it and it is finished. That I walk it out every day from this point on, thanking him for my healing. Thanking him for confirming the word. Thanking him. Because that's who gets the glory. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm excited about you guys. I'm excited. I'm excited for your testimony. Hallelujah. What is a testimony? It builds people's faith. You know what? I had this thing wrong with me, but it's gone. My God is a good God, and he has healed me. It builds people up because he is not a respecter of people. If God did it for me, he will do it for you. If God did it for you, he will do it for somebody else. I'm expecting to hear those testimonies. Say, hey, whatever it was, it's gone. It's gone. I threw that cloak off. I don't need that anymore. Because through Jesus, I am whole. I'm whole. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about. Oh,